This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today, it's January 23rd, and it was on this date in 1909, the first rescue at sea occurred in Massachusetts. The radio telegraph was a fairly new invention, and many believed it would not work. It was tested on this date when a distress call from the captain of the RMS Republic came into the nearby Nantucket station because of a collision with an Italian ship due to dense fog. Soon, a nearby Royal British Navy ship was deployed, and thanks to the efforts of the rescue, more than 1,400 lives were saved. And it was on this date in 1941 that a major groundbreaking took place at Lewis Field in Cleveland for a new aircraft engine research laboratory, today known as the NASA Research Center. Charles Lindbergh had returned to the United States from Europe in 1939 on the eve of World War II. Worried that engine developments in England and Germany were a threat to the United States, he recommended building a new engine research lab. Cleveland was among 19 sites competing for the new lab location, and it met the criteria as set forth for the structure. But it also had a history at Lewis Field for having hosted the national air races throughout the 1930s. It was selected, and today, Lewis Field is a 350-acre site on which the main campus of the NASA Research Center is built, consisting of 150 world-class buildings. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.